This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. Thanks for joining us. Remember, you can go to the YouTube page, like, subscribe. It goes to the top of your screen. Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of it's there. Beautiful faces for you on this beautiful Friday. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
That's
on
right.
Sunday.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Mom, my wife.
That's right.
My mother-in-law.
I was going to say, you better get West Point in there.
Yep. Got to get old Pamela in there. So happy Mother's Day.
Shout out, Pam.
Pam.
Pan? Is it Pan? Pan?
Pam.
So awful announcing, but real quick, just came out with an article about 30 minutes ago. And according to this article, this is what the headline says, Mac, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, reportedly banned from UNC facility.
Ooh.
Good.
Great. By the school?
It says, quote, there is a deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy.
Oh, wow. The Buffalo Bills now, too.
Over the course of the past few months, there have been plenty of questions regarding how involved Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, has been with the University of North Carolina football program. Whatever that involvement has been, however, it appears to have come to a crashing halt. On the latest episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out, the show's host reported that Hudson has been banned from the Tar Heels football facility, citing multiple UNC sources. Torre said that the decision was made by members of the university's administration in the wake of Belichick's viral interview with CBS Sunday Morning, which the 24-year-old Hudson interrupted to shut down a question regarding how her and the 73-year-old head coach first met. Two sources of the University of North Carolina tell me that there has been a decision that was made last week by the higher ups inside the athletic department who run colleges. I added that last part. That had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest paid public employee, not just to coach in the state of North Carolina at $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson, she is no longer allowed in the football building. Torre said, quote, she is not allowed on the football field, quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward.
Well, and that's the good thing to do because it's become a distraction for Bill Belichick. It's become a distraction for the University of North Carolina. And I hate to break it to Bill. You don't have as much power at North Carolina as you did in the New England Patriot front office, you know, because there are people at the University of North Carolina who have been there for a while. There's presidents of the university. There's boards of trustees or whatever people, you know, they have on these boards at these universities. And if you're not representing the University of North Carolina in the way that they want to be represented, and let's be honest, North Carolina, very snooty university, right? We all know that. That's a very...
They're proud.
You know, that's a very, you know, Walter Pennington type of university. How do you do, sir?
Yes.
Right? Like, they're wearing their salmon pants and their loafers with no socks and whatnot, yes. So... That's a very upper crust type university. And if you're bringing in the Clampets to North Carolina, they're going to send you back to North Carolina State or wherever, you know, the Clampets go. So they don't want that at their university. And I can't say that I blame them. I wouldn't want that either. You know, imagine if your university hired a guy like Bill Belichick and all of a sudden the whole story is about this 24-year-old girl that he's dating and what she's doing and how she's, you know, kind of ruining his legacy and all this kind of stuff. She got to go. And that's a good move by the university. You got to get rid of distractions.
They went on to the article of Pablo Torre's podcast to say that even Bill's family is deeply concerned.
Yeah, I've seen that too. So, yeah.
Yep.
More to come with that story, as it seems to never die.
When is Bill going to resign from North Carolina? Will he write it down to "I resign as HC of UNC," just like he did on a napkin when he quit the Jets?
Maybe he likes this.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like, thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yahoo's picked it up now.
Oh, yeah.
It's hitting.
It's coming. It's coming. I thought it was interesting. We had Ashton Gelati on the show. Great kid. Seems like he's got a really good head on his shoulders. He's determined to do something in the NFL. What that is, we don't know yet. The defensive lineman out of Louisville. But he said Chris Jones is legendary. Can we dissect that for a second?
Yeah.
Because I think, and I don't want to say it's taken for granted, I want to say it's more so hidden in the shadows. Because there's no secret that the Chiefs have hit a generational unicorn in Patrick Mahomes. Some could say a unicorn in Travis Kelce, right? Like, Kelce's one of many great tight ends the NFL has ever seen. Patrick Mahomes is one of a few great quarterbacks we've ever seen in the NFL. Chris Jones should be considered one of the better defensive linemen we've ever seen in the NFL. He's played with the Chiefs his whole career. He's getting ready to have his 10th year here. And I think he's probably the second greatest defensive player in Chiefs history.
Here's what Gelati said.
Obviously, Chris Jones is a legend, and I don't want to, like, over jump the hand or anything. So I just want to get in there and work, see what I can learn from him. But obviously, I feel like that's a phenomenal person to learn from. Just how many years he has and how dominant he's been for his career. So
he called him a legend. Chris Jones is a legend.
Obviously, Chris Jones is a legend.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that Chris Jones has that kind of shade, like, where his superstardom has been, is that I don't think, and I don't know, I thought about this on the way here, there may never be someone that can take over the place of Derek Thomas. Right? All the sacks, all the time that he was, the 11-year career he was here, the legacy that he left, everybody knows that. He's a great, one of the greatest Chiefs of all time. But Chris Jones to be second on that list is pretty amazing. And then Mac brings up, you look at the position he plays. Essentially, his whole career, he's been battling against Aaron Donald, who is an anomaly at defensive tackle. Maybe the best defensive tackle we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. And Chris Jones, I'm not saying he's the second best defensive tackle we've ever seen, but tough sledding. And I go back to when Justin Houston was in the league getting 20 sacks, and it was like, dude, Justin Houston should be defensive player of the year. And then you're like, but damn it, J.J. Watt's in the league. Yep. And you're like, 23 and a half sacks, 6 touchdowns, 5 fumbles. You're like, yeah. But I mean, Chris Jones is a legend and will go down as one of the greatest Chiefs to ever put on the jersey. And I'm glad that somebody who's coming into this team as a rookie recognizes that, and the first thing they want to do is pick the brain of what they consider a legend, which is Chris Jones. Because you look at this dynasty of this team, we talk about Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Spags, Mahomes, Kelce. That's 5 names, and we haven't even gotten to Chris Jones.
I know, it really is unbelievable. It's like when you came in and started learning from me, from one legend to the next, right?
But legend, bub.
But I love that he recognizes that, because a lot of guys come into the league or just into life in general, and they don't understand who's around them. And if you don't understand who's around you and what you can learn from everybody in that room, then you're doing yourself a major disservice. And so Ashton Gelati is like, look, man, Chris Jones is legendary. I'm going to go saddle up next to this guy, and I'm going to learn everything I possibly can. Whether Chris Jones is teaching him or not is beside the point. It's watching the way that Chris Jones works, to watching the way that he watches the film, works out, you know, gets ready for the game. All of that kind of stuff is stuff that Ashton Gelati can take away from Chris Jones by never saying one word to him, just by watching everything that he does. And so when you're coming into a situation like that and you have a guy like Chris Jones and you're a rookie, you damn well better pay attention to what he's doing, because if you're not, you're not giving yourself the best chance to have success, or you're just being very arrogant and already think you're to that level of Chris Jones. And I do think we take Chris Jones for granted, guys, because as you mentioned, who did you mention? Mahomes, Kelce, Reed, you know, all these guys before we even get to Chris Jones being part of the conversation. And I'll say this, we don't have 3 Super Bowl wins if we don't have Chris Jones. I don't know that we win any of these Super Bowls without Chris Jones, because in every run for a championship, he has made such a key, significant play to flip a game. Like, look at the first Super Bowl that we win, batting down passes, right?
Yep.
That Chris Jones doesn't bat down passes. Mm-hmm. Who knows if Jimmy Garoppolo is able to complete passes late in the game and maybe San Francisco wins that game. The second San Francisco Super Bowl, yes. We saw the defense kind of come alive in that second San Francisco Super Bowl, right? Make plays.
And then he made the biggest play of that Super Bowl win.
If
he doesn't bat that ball down that Purdy throws, they run the clock out. It's over.
Exactly.
And
right?
That paw yeah. of 95. Nope.
So that's two Super Bowl wins of the three that we have right now with Patrick Mahomes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's even not even getting to the Super Bowl. You know, AFC Championship, sacking right. Joe Burrow, fourth down.
Right, exactly. Some of the big plays that they made even before the Super Bowl. I'm just saying Super Bowls alone,
yeah.
Chris Jones was a menace out there on the field and was a big reason why we've won three of those Super Bowls. And so when you say he's the second best player on defense and Derek Thomas is up there, I mean, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to make the argument that Chris Jones is better than Derek Thomas because Derek Thomas is like 80 more sacks than Chris Jones at this point in time. But Chris Jones is the reason why this team, and one of the biggest reasons why this team has won these Super Bowls and has been this dynasty. It is Patrick Mahomes, no doubt. But if you don't have Chris Jones doing what he's doing on the defensive side of this football, man, I'll tell you what, we're not winning these Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think he's the most underrated Chief of all time, honestly. I think there's multiple reasons for that position, the era that he's in, the other players that he plays with. But it just feels like, you know, Trent McDuffie's fantastic, but I
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Again, positionally, that position's going to get a lot more praise, a lot more highlight. Chris Jones there in the trenches, he's doing a lot of man's work.
Yeah, he really is. And I think we'll appreciate Chris Jones more when he's gone.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's great. He's personality-wise, and then the irony of the whole career. Where did it start?
Yeah, I know. It started at the combine with, you know.
With that hog that slipped out.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where it started.
We're talking about Richard Fitz.
And then it's going to
end. Men's wieners.
And you know where Chris Jones fits? He's going to be in Canton one day with a gold jacket.
Yes, he is.
And he'll be in the Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. And he'll bang a drum.
Bang a drum. Yeah. I can't wait for Chris Jones to bang the drum,
oh,
right?
Oh, man. Hot cocoa on the sidelines.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like
we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. And we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.